Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello.
I just tapped on the phone to focus on your, to get your brightness up. And when I got it, I went, yes.
Success at last.
I'm feeling kunt.
Yeah. It's your cool guy with your cool glasses.
This is Tom Sandoval.
It is Tom Sandoval coded. They would need to be bigger. They need to be oversized, like Chloe glasses. So much to say about the valley.
Yeah.
Dodie got a free round of liposuction.
Yeah, but
Air Sculpt.
And she did like an exclusive with Page Six or New York Post.
I have so many questions about Dodie's life. Like, she always keeps us guessing. I'm like, if you're trying to conceive a child, why are you getting liposuction?
Does she have a publicist?
Probably.
Like, who's... It's Luke.
Probably.
Who's, like, releasing the sending... Imagine getting an email and you're, like, a journalist or something, and you get an email that's like, Kristen Doty just got liposuction for free, and she wants to talk about it.
And you're like, well...
I'd be like, yes.
These outlets, like Page Six and Daily Mail, are having to scrape the bottom that's of the true. Barrel for content recently, because it's like... such a different world of celebrity culture. So unless they're just reporting on people's Instagram posts, like, there's not much out there for them to mine. So something like this is at least worth a click or two.
It's brutal. It's hard for media right now. I saw an article, 15 times Salma Hayek looked fire in a bikini for Vogue.
Oh yeah, Vogue has just become BuzzFeed. Vogue.com especially is just like BuzzFeed.
But Kristen went all in on this freebie, and
this is not having the desired effect. I don't know who's looking at this and being like, God, I've got to get Air Sculpt now.
Some people. There's always someone.
Like, it kind of just looks like she's like sucking in.
I'm looking.
I guess they sculpted some like abs.
Her revenge body, they were calling it. I'm like, what is she getting revenge on?
The world.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it looks pretty... She looks different.
I'm obsessed with her giving, like, a full-fledged, like, interview yeah. about liposuction. Being like, this is...
Now that I have a flat stomach, Kristen said, I might be leaning into Ariana's style a little bit more. I mean, you know what? I go off.
I like, say good for her.
Good for her. It's hard when you're over 30 to just be a human in a body.
It certainly is. And you know what? If she's getting paid and getting free lipo, who are we to judge?
Yeah. The first line of this article, Kristen Doty is back and feeling better than ever. Incredible first line.
Kristen also just has one of the worst lives I can possibly imagine. You know what I mean? Like, I saw her briefly on Watch What Happens Live last night, but I was falling asleep, so I had to turn it off.
She was on?
She was on with Tom Schwartz, and I was like, what a cursed duo.
Wow.
But she basically exists to be a punching bag.
I know.
Like, she is now Bravo's scapegoat for everything.
Were they making fun of her?
They were making fun of her. They were bringing up like old, like Kristen Doty greatest hits. I mean, she's done this to herself mostly, but
was Schwartz trolling her?
No, he was kind of like muffled,
sheepish.
Yeah, he seemed to be having a tough time. He's just always like, he's just truly a man in crisis 24/7.
Make fun of him. Let him be the scapegoat.
I know. I don't understand why we can't just like go in on him, but I just feel bad because I'm like, this is Kristen's lot in life is to be a, the only way to get paid is to be a joke.
Yeah.
And not like you're in on the joke. It's like, no, you are the butt of the joke.
Yeah. It's sad. I mean,
it's really sad, but I guess it's better than the alternative, which is
not making money.
Homeless. I don't know for her. I don't know. What else would she do?
Pod?
What else could she do?
Pod?
I guess she could pod.
We know her other option is to open that store. But open,
but if she's
open
just
a
live,
brick and mortar James May.
If she's just going to live in California.
Yeah, she's got to just do, she's got to suck it up.
I'm just freaked out.
But I think I'm like, I think Schwartz deserves to be more of a Cologne than her.
Yeah,
Schwartz
for sure.
Is a fucking mess. Like, I'm again, I've been watching. He passed out in different resorts, having to take a golf cart back to the other resort that he's at. Like, he was a fucking mess. He made more of an arse of himself than Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
No, he'll always get a pass.
Sandoval, what about him? The Cloyne.
It's over. She's the soul clown.
She's Jingles.
She's Jingles. And I think it's because of also, like, her like racist actions have now, they're like, okay, now we can have, I truly think that this is the way Bravo executives are thinking. They're like, fire her, fire them all. And then they're like, we gotta just separate ourselves, like fire them.
Yeah.
Like, we did the right thing. But then they're like, oh, we went too far. But now if we just have her back, but make her the butt of the joke, then we're like in the clear.
Yeah.
And like, we'll just like destroy her life.
It's like her karma.
And never let her forget this. And then we can do whatever we want, like behind the scenes, and we're absolved of everything else.
Sort of like some kind of like horrible karmic, like that she's.
It's a bit satanic, a bit ritualistic.
It is. It feels like she's like in a hell of her own making.
Yeah. She's a bit of like a trapped witch that they're just going to like burn at the stake.
Stassi was
for
like,
their own benefit.
Stassi was like, I'm not going back.
Stassi was like, I'm going to stay in my little wallpapered room and podcast with my husband.
Does she do well?
Yeah.
So she's fine.
No, oh, she's totally fine.
God, she lucked out.
I know.
Because they were, I'm watching season 7 now. And like, it's, as I said before, it's when they started doing like the edits,
mm-hmm.
which I'm like,
God bless.
But they were really positioning her to be like the star of Bravo.
Yeah.
Like, she was...
She was, like, on the precipice.
Mm-hmm. It was all about Stassi.
She was going to be, like, the next, like, Bethany, I think. And then...
Sorry, doll. Reap what you sow.
Yeah, but she's
Kristen
ultimately
is,
fine.
But Kristen's not as smart as Stassi.
No, Kristen's so, all... She's all emotion.
She's an empath, as she's we know. Fucking empath. She's rock and roll. Speaking of empath, Mother God cult... is
they are
serving.
Just still posting to this day on a YouTube channel that I subscribe to. I'm one of like 382 subscribers.
I didn't watch, I watched some of it on mute because I was too darked out, but I wanted to see how many clicks. So I, what are they still talking about mom?
They're talking about mom. It's, they're releasing their own series about mom's life because like, they just want to clarify some things.
Who is they? The two girlies.
That one girl, Aurora, for sure. I clicked on the video, but I felt it to off the bat be too long-winded.
Aurora's not the one that, like, reunited with her mom.
No. I think Aurora's, like, kind of a rogue agent. Aurora's not the one that burned the house down. She's not Slender Lady. She's not the one that had mommy issues and reunited. She's just, like, kind of a... Yeah, she's...
She's deep.
She has no ties.
She's deep.
It's
in
this
it.
Or nothing for her.
She has no
but
help.
She's looking fucking fierce.
Does she have any contact with the other?
I don't know. Is it just her? She was just rambling. She's like, mom would have really thought that. Like, I'm just like, okay, get to the point.
So she still believes in Mother God.
Oh, yeah. That, she's 100%.
She's like a cult of one.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me really sad.
And I think she's like running this YouTube channel. 5D.
They need to hire a social media manager.
She's in a place of fat girl. I don't think they can afford that. their views are so bad.
It's astronomical.
Still, you can have an A24 HBO documentary come out about you and you're still getting like 20 views. Like no this one, they really need to take a hint. It's like no one wants to engage with your content.
But this is also like shows you the power, the like kind of neutral power of streaming services that like you think you're going to get. Like there's just so much on streamers now that like you got instantly forgotten, you know?
Yeah, but I think it's also like I gave their content a shot and I had to disengage. They have 478 views. That's not great.
But one of the greatest lessons that she taught us was to just be true to yourself. Like, you know, to be true to who you are and to own your own story and to own your own journey, no matter what anybody thinks about it, and to not live in fear of judgment.
Or liver disease. To not live in fear of drinking yourself to an early grave.
Drinking colloidal silver. Wait, that background looks
it's
like
just
gum.
It's just a sheet.
They love a sheet.
They love a tapestry.
Damn, doesn't she live in like Florida? Right?
Clear.
I'm scared.
Look at
for
this.
Her.
This is the episode one is just a monologue.
She should just start her own cult.
5D full disclosure. It's 5D full disclosure is dedicated to pure, whole truth. We are the change we wish to see, leading humanity home into the light, ascension ambassadors. I'm like, let's talk about the corpse.
She's planning to be the next Mother God, I think.
She's positioning herself.
Right?
She's looking really good. I think she should do a skincare video.
She looks great, but she's definitely, this is how Mother God started. No? Kind of grassroots YouTube videos.
Yeah, I think this is just her thing now.
She's starting. Mm-hmm. Watch, I bet 5 years she has a following.
Their following was like 50 people total. You saw Mother God's engagement. She had like 8 comments.
She was always like this. Shit.
Fuck, guys. Come on, guys.
6 people watching.
Like,
people were just, they were doing 24-hour, 365, 7 days a week. Live streaming, and they never got more than like 9 people watching. Like, if you're
like,
online,
you've got to pivot. You've got to change course. Like,
if you're online,
just the metrics from a metrics perception. Like, I think that's also though, unfortunately, part of their mindset is like, our lot in life is to do what we're doing, but no one will pay attention.
They want it's very like
it's martyrdom. It's victim narrative.
But it's like if you're that online, if you don't. Have a following.
If it's not growing incrementally month after month, you're doing something wrong.
It's your fault and you're a flop. It's also very, I mean, they're all like, what are they? Like elder millennials, kind of Gen X.
Oh, this is a.
It's all
them partying during the series premiere.
And it's about time.
Oh, this is just like a mom retrospective.
I mean, enough is enough.
There she is, gray.
Is that mom's voice?
There's mom.
We are here to unite and be love everywhere present. Anyone who is against that, they are feeding the agenda of the cabal.
Okay,
not
the
cabal.
Is that? There's some like tropes at play, I think.
And everyone.
If they kill me, they kill me. We go back to that quote.
This is truly, if you're not using this as your yearbook quote,
you're
missing out. If they kill me, they kill me. I'm ready for whatever. Love you all.
This would be
mother of creation.
If you did that, if you were like a senior today and your yearbook quote was a Mother God quote, you would be the coolest fucking person.
You're the coolest person.
Damn.
If they kill me, they kill me. I'm ready for whatever.
Mother God.
Love you all. All lowercase, no grammar.
Wow.
I want to get to, oh, there was some really good footage of them like partying in this video. oh, this is some. I like this. This is Dodie vibes as hell.
The messy side pony. Like, are you kidding me?
It's about time.
But that picture of her clapping with a messy side bun, I'm like, is that not the most like stoner girl in
that,
like,
stoner girl? It's also just, it's incredibly Dodie coded. I think Dodie could have a future as like a cult leader.
What if
just
Dodie,
speaking gibberish like this?
What if Dodie like contacted Aurora and was like, hey, you need some help. Let me help.
I think what you're missing is a little like rock and roll energy, like a little gypsy energy. You know what I mean?
She would not be the leader. She would be like one of the lieutenants.
Yeah.
She's not.
She's a bad lieutenant.
She's not able to like be in control. She has to serve.
She must serve a leader. But yeah. I think like she could serve Aurora.
Yeah.
She should reach out to Teal Swan and be like one of Teal's lieutenants.
I think Teal is so much more twisted than Mother God. I think Teal is evil.
I like it though.
She scares me more than anything because she's like really smart. Mother God was just high.
Yeah, Mother God was just like stoned.
She was blackout.
She was blackout for... I'll bet if you asked her, like, what in your life do you remember? She has three memories.
She was blackout. Her brain was ruined by 90s ecstasy, and then she proceeded to drink for 20 years.
Like a fish.
Like a fish and smoke weed.
Yeah. And so, then on top of that, poison herself with colloidal silver.
But Teal Swan is, like, healthy and, like, sharp and, like, very shrewd, and that is more dangerous.
What's Teal up to? I really feel like no one followed up.
She's laying low. Oh my
God. See, Teal's doing well. She has 1.87 million subscribers.
Oh, yeah. She's the real deal with like social media.
She knows numbers.
Yeah.
They need to take, like, I love that they have not adopted any sort of new approach. They're like, our numbers never grew and our leader is dead. Like, we're just going to keep doing the same thing. I'll just do long stream of conscious monologue videos.
And talk about
with a sheet in the background and talk about mom
cabals.
Yeah. I think for them, they mean more of just like the cabal. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, let's hope. But Teal is really smart. She's dangerous. She's dangerous.
Kristen needs Teal. Oof. I think that if they aligned together, their power could be unstoppable.
Teal would be like, Kristen, you need to get your shit together.
Well, I just think Kristen has like a lot of like childhood trauma.
Yeah.
I get that sense. And I think that her best bet at this point, I mean, it's either like Bravo or join a cult.
Yeah.
And I think a cult could actually be kind of healing for her.
Speaking of great social media prowess, Meghan Markle is setting the internet ablaze with her jams. American Riviera Orchard has officially released its first product.
So Meghan sent jams to like 50 of her nearest and dearest, and everyone took to social media and was raving about their jams. I'm sorry, jam is like, why do people like flip out about jam?
Fashion designer Tracy Robbins and Argentine socialite Delfina Balcaire. Do you know who that is?
No. Jam heads.
People are obsessed with jam. Wealthy women love jam. Remember Squirrel?
Yeah. I like jam as much as the next person. But I'm not like obsessed. I'm not like such a jam head.
Yeah, I like jam. I'm not like...
My mind isn't blown. Like, no. I'm like, the jam market especially feels very flooded.
Yeah.
So like, what's setting you apart from just like...
Because you're the Duchess of Sussex, I guess. I guess it's royal jam.
But like, why is your jam so good? Do you grow, like, do you have like blackberry bushes? I'm confused.
I'm sure she has many gardens on the property. She has a chicken coop, as we saw in the interview.
I know. I'm just like unimpressed.
They're just like, I'm just like, what is, I just look at them and I'm like, what's the deal? Like, what do you, what's your, other than making as much money as you can in like a short period of time, like, what's your long game? Jam?
No, I mean, it's that someone said that she wants to start like a lifestyle brand, like the Flamingo Estate. Okay. So I think she, that,
that's,
I at mean, least is like, I think the hustle is that you can write off your house as like a business expense. Wow. If you, turn if a in, lifestyle brand is all focused around your house, then your house becomes a business expense.
Yeah.
Like your estate, like there's so many like tax privileges.
No, totally. And I know what she's doing on that end. I just mean like,
but I'm like, what's the offering? Like everything is so beige. Like your whole style is like, has no personality.
The Flamingo Estate is like vibrant and like,
yeah, it's a vibe.
And it's like, yeah, that's
hers
so
is like beige and gray and like an Hermes blanket. It's like, girl, everyone has that.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm, I want to know. Also, like, it's very, it just feels unchic to me. To go from being like a royal to like
to being a princess to shilling jam,
shilling your house, and it's just kind of like, I don't want
to
like,
yeah, to be an influencer.
Where's the mystique? Did she? Oh, I think she just always wanted to be an influencer.
Yeah, that was like more
the tig.
That was like a bit more exciting to her than being like a royal, which I get because yeah. A royal sounds sucks. Kind of annoying.
But it just feels like. It just, I don't know, maybe I'm like looking at it as like a dumb
plebeian,
but I'm like, for some reason, it just, jam is like,
jam is the first offering, like doesn't thrill. But I'm also like, it would take a lot for a lifestyle brand to come out of the woodwork and like really thrill me right now. Like, doesn't it just feel like we're all lifestyle branded out?
Yeah, it's kind of like, not read the room, but it is like, it's like,
no one
honey.
Needs more jam.
Look, what's that? We are in a collapse. Mm-hmm. Like, keep the jam for yourself.
Do the podcast or like write a book or I don't know.
I don't really want her. I don't need to know anymore about them.
I know.
Like, I want them to.
Jam is all she has. It's kind of something about her coded, if you think about it.
I want them to live well and like have a great life. And I think they're a cute couple and like they deserve to be happy. But I'm also like. Loot me out.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard a peep of the royals. They made it our business. With all their speculating.
Remember how everyone was like, where's Kate Middleton? And then she came out and like no one talks about it anymore.
Yeah.
I have a...
It freaks me
there's
out.
There's a bunch of people that are convinced that Kate is actually dead. And they're just laying the groundwork slowly for her to die from cancer.
How did she die?
From cancer. Or some people are like, Prince William killed her. Some people are like, Prince William killed that guy because he showed up at an event and he had like strange bruises on his face. And it was like as though he struggled. I got regaled with like a conspiracy theory around this and I was like, holy shit.
So that video was AI?
And the video is AI of Kate.
That would be good AI because that looked pretty real to me.
But her ring kind of was on and off. Like there were glitches in it.
Maybe they did like several takes.
I don't know.
I don't think she's dead, but I think she's very sick.
Yeah, I just.
She looks.
I'm like,
sick.
Remember, we were all like united over that and then it went away.
But I'm just kind of like.
I just heard like a. What if I get Havana syndrome
you, oh,
right
stop.
Now?
Stop! You just hear.
I heard like a high pitched frequency, but maybe it's just a little tinnitus. It went away. I'm okay. I'll stop talking.
Your hearing will never be the same.
No, I'm
did
fine.
You know that? I learned that from the movie Children of Men. Whenever you get that ringing, it's your ear. It's dropping. I think it's like your ear is dropping into
another level,
and we'll never get back that
frequency.
It's old. We're getting old.
Bring it on. You know who else is getting old? The fuckers on this show.
Yeah, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara,
and you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast,
Valley of the Dolls. They need to turn it up a little because I'm snoozing. I'm losing steam.
I was falling asleep.
I'm on
this
the brim. I took my notes, but I'm on the brim.
But there are things that I'm really liking.
There it's compelling some things.
This show makes me really depressed.
Yeah, everyone, no one is happy except Janet.
Yeah, she's the only happy person in all of the land.
Brittany?
I swear to God.
I have to look up Janet's husband's name.
Jason. I finally remembered it.
So they're all starting off. Brittany's getting ready. She's packing a little overnight bag because she's heading down to Malibu because Naya's friend, who's the current Miss America, current Miss USA, has rented a house in Malibu, but she has to go do an appearance in Florida. So she's given Naya the house for the night. And Naya's like, girls night in, Nancy, Rita Wilson style.
Girls night in, everyone come over, pack your bags, you're in Malibu for one night. And Brittany goes, girls night, let's go. I'm gonna pack a bag right now. We're gonna go up to girls night.
Girls night, girls night, girls night.
Jax, are you excited for me? I'm gonna go to girls night.
Jax is not excited.
No.
Jax is so mean to Brittany, it makes me wanna like cry.
He's shocking.
He treats her like shit.
Yeah.
And he can go out anytime he wants. He can get as wasted as he wants. But if she gets drunk, he belittles her, follows her around, and like name calls her and tells her to start acting like a woman.
I'm just happy that Brittany got out of there. I read her Us Weekly tell all my story about Jax.
So they're done.
I think so. I think it's real.
You know, the whole time I was watching this, not that she needs a man, but I was like, because that's kind of who she was raised to be. Mm-hmm. I was like, I wish she got married to an NFL player. But then I don't because I don't want her to get
there's still
CTE
time
murdered.
There's still time.
Yeah.
I think she's on a path that likely includes Ozempic. She basically said as much. I mean, she's literally the way these women's brains work is just revenge body. That's their cure all for everything. Like Britney's like, my revenge body's gonna be sick. And then like Dodie got her air sculpt. She's in a place of revenge body. Revenge on who and what?
Life. revenge on the universe for putting them in these positions of being powerless with these horrific men.
I'm also like, you could just like, here's how to get a revenge body. Like, the real revenge body is just taking care of your body. Like, it's like, you could just stop drinking and, like, you could
But Laura,
eat
she's
healthy.
On the brim.
I know, she's constantly on the brim. But, like, the best revenge is just living well.
Well, they don't. That's not what these people are going to ever do.
If they kill me, they kill me.
Love you all.
I don't care. Love you all.
Brittany is excited packing. Jax is with the leaf blower outside. He's like obsessed with his leaf blower.
Mm-hmm.
He's developed sort of like major OCD. Because I was like, was Jax ever like clean?
He was pretty organized, I think. I'm thinking back to his little studio apartment with the bicycles on the wall. And I feel like there was a place for everything, everything in its place.
But he like, I think he fucks that leaf blower.
Yeah, he does.
He suctions his...
He positions it to blow and then kind of lets his soft dick just get blown around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it just flops it around, kind of. I think Jax could just be, like, very depleted hormonally. Like, he might not even, like, have that much of a sex drive anymore.
He's old. He's a lot older than her.
He's older than Brittany. He's lived hard.
He's done a lot of coke.
And he does a lot... He's done a lot of coke, and he's done a ton of, like...
Hormones.
Supplements and hormones.
Remember when Stassi like threw out all his hormones?
Jax has literally gotten like breast lumps removed.
Yeah. I just wrote Jax is mean about Brittany having her own life, calls her out for being a drunk. Incredible. I hate him.
He's rude. And so their house is homey.
It's cute.
It's not my style, but like
it
looks like a nice place to curl up. Like they have a really good like couch.
It is the coziest house of all.
It's
like,
cozy.
I feel like I could fall asleep there.
Me too.
There's like and I think that's Brittany.
I know.
Brittany makes it a home.
It's a woman's touch, y'all.
Janet is going to drive Brittany's car because Brittany's afraid to drive.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just making Janet drive, who's 8 months pregnant. Love that.
Thank you for driving.
I get it.
She has shots tonight.
Shots.
Not you, but
not
me.
You.
So they all descend on Malibu. The girls' night of a lifetime.
Janet's like, I've already discovered how much the house costs. Like, every time I meet someone new, I look up their house price. Janet's a sleuth.
Mm-hmm.
She's got everyone's number. She keeps score.
She does keep score. I mean, she's been at it for a long time. I feel like this was her dream. She entered the mix to like be on this show.
I know. Doughty's coming. Doughty's coming. She and Luke fucked the night before. But she's already like, am I pregnant?
I firmly believe like she has no idea how like human anatomy works. Like, I don't think if you asked Doughty to like draw like a uterus and fallopian tubes and like explain to you the female reproductive system, she'd draw a cigarette and she'd say and just write rock and roll underneath.
Rock and roll.
Rock fucking rock.
Sure.
She goes, we fucked rock last night. Then I was so sick this morning. I'm like, yeah, because you were probably hungover. And then Luke, who I'm also like, he doesn't work like that. He goes, are you pregnant? And she goes, we took the test. It was too soon. It's too soon. It was negative. I was like, what is going on? And
what are you like?
The two of them, like, to be a fly on the wall and like observe them.
It's also just like,
their sex really freaks me out.
It does. He looks like a boyish porn star.
You know who everyone's saying he looks like is Vincent Van Gogh.
He does.
He does.
Maybe he's Van Gogh's reincarnation.
He could be. He has like kind of a cursed energy.
Wow.
Someone should give him a paintbrush and see what he gets up to.
Hannah Gatsby's going to do a new show about him.
Doughty comes in. I'm also obsessed with her commitment to wearing slides 24/7.
Yeah. She's a Birkenstocks girl now.
She wore Birkenstocks to the gala.
I know. She's also like, I know this trip was probably really hard for her because she doesn't like to leave her house. She was probably freaking out the whole time.
She freaked out so much she left her keys and wallet. Like, and left she left all her stuff and left at 6 a.m.
How'd that happen? Did Luke come get her?
She's a weirdo. She's always doing weird things.
Does she just not like being out of her comfort zone? Like, what's the deal?
I don't know. A 6 a.m. leave and leave your wallet and sunglasses behind is like, she's always fleeing.
Yeah. She's in a place of flee. She's always evacuating.
But like, not even smartly evacuating. Because no, those are two things you need when evacuating. Like, Doughty is truly like, she's fleeing the scene at all times. Like, did she commit a crime? She's acting like a criminal.
Maybe she like stole something or like she like, she just did something very weird.
Where are you going? With Love and Light, where do you have to be?
She was the first one to bed, apparently. And then she fled at 6 a.m.
and left everything.
I had friends like that in college, though, who like would just leave at like, they'd get up first thing and flee.
Mm-hmm. Some people are like fleers, but like, take your wallet. My God.
My God, girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
The guys all meet at Jax's. Luke brings a really hot friend. I was like,
who? I didn't even notice there was like,
there was like a tatted
there
hottie. I was like, who's this?
Really? Who's you were this? Like, is it Craig?
Is it Craig? No, it was someone else, though. I was like, oh, I guess Luke has friends.
Interesting.
That's good. I'm glad Luke has friends.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't, I'd be like, red flag, red flag, red flag, you know? Mm-hmm. There's couchy homestead art.
They have like a big, I love like they have like a big California, like a wooden California mm-hmm. near their front door.
Brittany's
just
like,
in case you forgot where you were.
The girls all start, they start ripping open the, uncorking the bottles and getting down to it. And Brittany's like, I'm so happy to be away. Like, Jax gets really mad at me when I drink. And we cut to him at their pool party a few weeks ago. And she threw up because she had GERD. And she goes, sorry, I got kind of sick. And he goes, stop fucking drinking. You want to have more kids? Start acting like a mom.
I mean, look, I don't excuse his actions, but it would drive me crazy if my partner had GERD and had been told by many doctors to stop drinking and that it's causing stomach sickness. Like, if especially if you have kids together, I'm like, you gotta stop.
Yeah, I get that. But it's also like
you're hurting your body.
But he goes out all the time. And
I know,
like,
but he doesn't have GERD.
I know, but it's like, I think she probably goes out like once a month.
Well, but does she drink a lot? Because people are like, Brittany drinks a lot.
Oh, maybe she does.
People were like, Brittany is a drinker. She's throwing him back.
We've known this.
I know, but you can't, like, it's one thing if you're just like drinking socially, blah, blah, blah. But like, this is you have a medical problem that's exacerbated by alcohol.
This is GERD.
This is GERD we're talking about.
I know.
That would be, wouldn't you be a little mad?
Well, yeah, it's like when I would like, I was wetting the bed like four nights a week.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a problem, right?
If your partner has a health problem and they're not addressing it, and you're both parents to like a child, it's like, come on.
Yeah, maybe she should stop drinking.
I think she should stop.
She's on the brim.
I'm on the brim. I need a shot.
She needs to just drink beer.
She drinks shots.
Yeah, I think just drink some wine.
Maybe just don't drink.
No, but she's not going to not drink. This is, come on. This is like, that's not who she is. So like, I'm like.
Maybe they could just replace little things of hers. Like they could replace it with just like non-alcoholic spirits.
She won't know the difference.
I don't think she would understand the difference. Just trick her.
It's time to trick, Jax.
It's time to trick.
And then if you want, you know, you need to do something about this because you're complaining to her and you're being mean. The thing that's bad, though, is he's mean to her about it.
I know. It's unfair.
And he bullies her and he's.
There's a way to have a conversation. I don't think he's that smart and articulate. No. Like to be able to communicate your needs to someone else takes a level of like emotional intelligence that I don't believe he has.
He's just really.
But he needs to be like.
Reductive. Or,
yeah. Like this. And I think the underlying thing is like.
They're not happy together.
Well, yeah, they're not happy. But it's also like this scares me because you're the mother to this kid and I don't want you to be. Compromising your health because you're a mom and like that is very valid, but to follow someone around and just like at them
in front of their kid
is not good.
They have a sip and paint. I was like, God, these people love a sip and paint.
The Bravonian urge to sip and paint cannot be escaped. Literally, what producer is sitting around? Is there like an executive that's like, and what episode will there be a sip and paint?
There's probably like a high up who like they have to have what they want in order for an episode to go. They have to get one thing. I want my sip and paint.
You better sip and paint. They go,
got
you're
it.
About to greenlight you, but you're missing a crucial ingredient that will, sip in my paint. Opinion, make or break this season. And they go, what? A fight? Someone cheating? And they go, no, a sip and paint.
They all go around and they say what they're looking for. From their group of friends, and Dodie goes, I want peace. I want us all to be more empathetic, which is what I try to lead with. And everyone's like,
what the fuck?
And then they cut to her confessional. She's like, I'm an empath. And then they do like a kind of.
Kristen says she's so much of an empath that she takes, this is Mother God coded. She takes on the energy of everyone and everything around her and takes it home with her at night. And it explodes
I believe her.
Within her. I'm like, that's called codependency.
She's like basically
that's called having no boundaries.
She's basically like, that's why I have grudges and I like seek revenge because I like I feel so deeply for every single person.
Why I take on every single person's fight in my life and make it my own and get into everyone's businesses because I'm an empath. It's like, no, you just straight up have no boundaries.
She starts kind of talking about it, over explaining. Everyone's just like not giving her an inch.
Everyone's also just like side-eyeing and looking at each other and being like, okay.
She goes, it's so hard to be an empath.
It's really difficult. And doesn't someone say like, you're not?
I think
Michelle's like, shut up. Michelle, by the way, is so stunning.
She's gorgeous.
It's unreal. Like she's a person, she looks.
She's like a movie star.
Like without makeup.
I know.
It's just a person that can be like, and then
she's like
there
actress,
she is.
Like movie star pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Nia has postpartum. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Which is like, she's had a lot of kids in 3 years.
She's been a real baby machine.
I just wrote, Jax is nasty. Eating hamburgers off the side of the pool. All the guys are there. Luke's in the hot tub. Luke needs to shut up.
Yeah.
He sticks his nose. I'm like, you're new to this group.
But he's also Dodie's handmaiden of terror. She's trained him well. They all talk about like their relationships. Jax eats like roadkill.
Yeah, Jax eats like a possum baby out
Jax,
of the gutter.
Like, scoops up like a dead rat in the corner and starts like puts it between a bun and eats it. Puts a little mustard on it.
And everyone's like, God, that pool looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
I
hate though the like black fence thing that people with kids have to put around their pool. It's such a bummer.
I know.
It's so ugly. I mean, like, I know why it has to be there, but it like truly is it a form of birth control for me.
Yeah.
Jesse talks about Michelle hanging out with like a director.
They live like up the street from the Chateau Marmont. So Michelle like wandered down to the hotel one night and like met a famous director. And then they were like hanging out every night till like 8, like 5 a.m. or something.
And she like pals around with like actors. And then apparently on Reddit, people were saying the big secret about Michelle is that she like hooked up with an actor.
I want to know who.
Good for her.
And then Luke's like, he's listening. They were basically, she was basically on like a bender with a director at the chateau.
She basically joined the Pussy Posse and like became like their right hand girl, and then just palled around all day, all night with them. And now she's like in the mix.
She's in the mix, and he's seems chill with it, or so he says.
I know, but then he says something sinister where he's like, if she cheated, then I just have to explain to our daughter that mommy fucked everything up. And I was like, you've been waiting to do that.
Yeah. And he was like, I text her, like, pull your pants down or like drop your panties and like get us some listings or something. I was like,
you're gross.
You're gross. You don't deserve her.
You're a pig.
You're a pig, man. And then Luke is just sitting there going, and he goes, I'm sitting on a secret that could just ruin everything. I'm like, nothing you say is going to ruin this already dead marriage.
Yeah, there's no one cares.
Yeah, this is not like, and he's just going like, he's going,
I have a secret.
He's going like,
so there's the secret. They go, what are you doing over there? He goes,
nothing.
Nothing. Kristen told him, of course.
Of course.
Luke is so creepy.
Kristen should work for a newspaper.
Spotlight.
She loves to share news and secrets, so she should be a journalist.
She's like Nightcrawler. her blog is called Dirt.
We should just send Kristen into like anywhere like where there's conflict, and she could report boots on the ground, like
Civil
what's
War.
Going on. Yeah.
Her blog is called The Dig, and it's just her digging up dirt on people, and she.
That's The Dig. Another day in the life of a fucking rock and roll journalist.
She breaks into home.
I want peace. I'm fighting for peace.
she breaks into like a celebrity home while there's a party going on, and like is like smoking while like going through their paperwork. And one of them comes in and he's like, what the fuck are you doing in my office? And she goes, I just want peace, man.
Kristen in Civil War as a Civil War photographer is just literally her setting up the camera and getting and going, you see you gypsy, while people are like slaughtering each other in the background. She like poses in front of a mass grave with like a cigarette, and she goes,
the guy comes in and he goes, get out of my house or I'm gonna call the police or or shoot you because you're in my house. And she goes, I just want peace. And she goes I'm gonna take this. And he goes and then she just backs up out the window, and you just see her little legs. Peace.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Old Doty.
Brittany, the girls are having like...
Why not?
Swapping stories, and they're playing a card game. And she goes, most embarrassing thing that happened on a date. I was like, Brittany has she ever been on a date other than with Jax?
Only with Jax. She says that
she had an ex-boyfriend who she fucked when Jax and her were broken up.
True.
I was like, good for you.
She says she was with Jax's family and they were in Florida in the ocean on a boat, and she got a little rumbling in her tumbling. And she made Jax go, she waded out in the water to like go diarrhea in the
water. Jax had to like kind of escort her. And there were stingrays everywhere. And she was like scared of the stingrays and thought they were going to eat her poop. And the whole family was like watching her diarrhea.
That's her GERD situation, I'm sorry, but I would be getting mad too if she was drinking. Once you've reached a place of GERD where you're getting out of the boat to go diarrhea in the ocean in a stingray
infested inlet,
you need to stop drinking.
Yeah. Janet goes, last time I had sex, 2 days ago, we had missionary sex for 15 minutes.
We both got off and then called it a day.
I was like,
okay.
And then
Jody's like, last night, fucking rock and roll.
And then Brittany's like, well, a month and a half ago. And everyone goes, God, oh, Mel, that's so long.
Not bad.
I was like, I've heard people go way longer than
that. Yeah, a month and a half didn't seem that bad.
And Nia goes, God, my husband can't keep his hands off me. We're always fucking. I was like, all right, everyone, chill out.
Brittany goes, well, that's why I have 3 kids. I was like, touche.
She goes, we started off always having sex. She goes, not anymore.
She goes, Jack doesn't make me feel good. And I was like, okay, like, I get that.
And Janet looks at her and she goes, we had sex for 15 minutes in a missionary position.
Both of us
came. He came and I squirted.
He came, I squirted, painted the walls. We said, you know, it'd be a gorgeous color, yellow, for this room.
And then?
And we both got off.
And then
and
I got off again.
And he said, I love you. You're beautiful.
He said, I love
you're
you.
You're even more beautiful pregnant. I hope you never are not pregnant because you're so big and beautiful. I love your body. I love your pregnant body.
She's like, I always want you to be pregnant because you're so beautiful. And I was like, thanks. And then we both came again. And Brittany goes, wow, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds good. I love that. I wish I'd had that. I wish I had that life.
Damn, I wish I had that life.
Dang, you're kidding me.
You're kidding me.
It's been a month and a
half. All of you are fucking damn.
But now it's time to do shots.
Michelle's like, I haven't had sex with my husband in 5 years.
She goes, the last time I had sex with my husband was like, when my
daughter.
Yeah.
She goes, now I'm fucking a director.
Why stay with him?
I'm perplexed.
I'm perplexed.
I think kids keep people together because it's
like. Psychotic. It's crazy.
I mean, I think there's some level of like you want normalcy for the child.
But it's not normal to like hate the person that you had a kid
with. No, that's
not
normal.
Anyways, the girls take shots. Everyone like plays it pretty cool. Dodie comes out in like a. Dodie is that bitch that's like gonna get naked at the party.
But then she went. You think Dodie's gonna be turning it up till like 5 a.m., but she went to bed at like 8.
Dodie comes out in a sheer see through, like.
Chiffon
robe with her tits, her huge jugs out, and everyone's like, ah! And then she goes to bed, flees the scene, leaves behind. She truly, like, I believe that she, like, is naked driving somewhere.
I think she woke up and was like
raptured out of her clothes and fled. No one's seen or heard from her since then.
I think she woke up and heard like the trumpets of heaven blaring. It was like, oh no,
I gotta get out of here.
It's an earthquake. And then she ran out nude, ran down the PCH, and then like hotwired her car on the side of the road and drove back to the valley like backwards.
Mm-hmm. She backed up. She backed
from
up for
fucking
10 miles.
She backed up for 40 minutes. Burning rubber. Like, there was this, like, smoke coming off. Swerving in and out of, like, oh my God.
So everyone's like, damn, she's gone. Brittany is literally so hungover. She's girding again.
She's girding. It's almost 11. She's like, oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
She goes, oh, man. It's gonna be hard.
Fuck.
And Janet's like,
I'll throw up.
Janet's like, damn, we're going to have to stop like 80 times so she can vomit on the way home. She's girding the entire drive home.
Mm-hmm. Brittany gets home and then miraculously by the time the sun goes down, she's beat the hangover. She comes, sits on the couch with Jax.
Well, first Nia, so I keep calling her Nia. I'm going to give Nia Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Nia is talking to Danny.
Danny.
About her depression. And then midway through the convo, she just like lactates.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, gotta go feed the twins.
Gotta go hook myself up to a milk machine.
But she's literally like...
She's a woman on the verge.
I feel for her.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I will never know.
I hope to not know.
She goes, I discovered I have this thing called high-functioning depression. I was like...
That's called just depression, babe.
Yeah.
I live like it's high functioning. Mm-hmm. It's like it's high enough functioning so I don't kill myself, but yeah. I think about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Jax, you can just call it depression.
Yeah.
I've never heard of high functioning depression in my life.
People still have weird stigmas about it. They just want to, like, they're like, no, I'm like, it's like people who say, it's like people who think alcoholism is literally every time like someone drinking under a bridge. Like mm-hmm. that's what people, well, you're not like that. Why are you sober? It's like, because I was drinking in my room and like tweeting weird things, tweeting links to like weird.
You were Brandi Glanville drinking and tweeting.
And like tweeting links to video, like YouTube scenes from movies that made me cry. That's alcoholism. No?
See.
Brittany and Jax put Curious to bed. He's so cute.
He's a little cutie. She plops down on the couch. She goes, my God, what a day. She goes, I was thrown up and then I'm fine now. I'm great now.
He goes, you girded in a bag and left it in the driveway. And she goes, well, what was I supposed to do? I was girding the car. I had to put it out somewhere.
She goes, when in Rome. Brittany is out here throwing up in bags and leaving it in the driveway.
She goes, I girded in the house. I girded in the driveway. I girded in the car. I girded in our fucking bathroom.
But I'm good
but
now.
But I'm good now.
Let's party.
Let's fucking party, man.
She goes, you want a margarita?
She goes, well, what did you do last night, Jax? I heard you. I know you always going outside. And he goes, yes, gay Zach came over and we went out and like mutually J-O'd in our car together till midnight.
Zach goes, please go out with me. I miss you. I miss your scent. I miss going out with you. And Jax said, okay. And then, yeah, they J-O'd in front of each other.
And Jax, like, he let Zach was like, please come in my face. And Jax was like, all right.
Fine.
He's like, but I was home by midnight. And Brittany's like, well, it was a girl's night for me. So I was just,
letting loose. I was asleep at 11:30.
He goes, but that doesn't mean that you're not girding.
She goes, you're right.
She's like, you were born to gird. And it's like, I know that's your destiny, but I want to put a kibosh to that. And she's like, well, you know what, Jax? I needed to let loose because I'm not having fun anymore. You told me this was going to be a party, party, party. And it ain't no partying.
Yeah, she's sad that there's no partying.
She's like, we don't got no spark anymore.
Where's the spark? You don't make me feel beautiful.
I need you to make me feel like a pretty girl.
He goes, I know, I'm just tired. I come home and then I get in bed and I'm like, and I was like, you're getting it from somewhere else.
You think?
I think, obviously. I think Jax is either totally asexual, like has torched his hormones. He's post-sex and just in like middle age, like rarely getting boners. Or he's getting it on the side.
Which actually, I feel like that's a trajectory that feels right, that you would be like borderline sex addict for 2 decades. And then you suddenly are like, you've had so much sex that you're like, I can't.
Just the
anymore.
Age and your body catches yeah. up to you. And then you're just like not horned up anymore.
I think the leaf blower is his only action he gets.
When he gets to blow his limp dick around.
And she goes, I want one night out of the month, we have a date night. We go out, we do date night, we make each other feel good.
I'm on date night. You make me feel good, I make you feel good. Date night.
She goes, I'll stick my foot in your face.
I'll go to the gym.
Ew.
I'll work out.
Ew.
I'll get all sweaty and then we'll date night. Can I have a shot on date night? Goes, they sit down at like a 4-star restaurant.
Can I get some shots in here? Maybe just
2 shots.
We're on date night.
We're on date night.
This is what we call date night. I want a shot. I want 2 shots. One, 2 for me and 1 for him because he's going to have 1 because it's date night.
Actually, make it 3.
Make it 3 shots.
Date night.
And he goes, I don't want a shot. She goes, you're taking a shot. It's date
I'll have
night.
His.
You
make
said
it
you
4.
Make me feel good. I want to feel good. I'm going to make you feel good. Now do it.
You know what I like? I actually kind of really like Brittany.
I love her.
I think that she's also very beautiful. And I like that she's going just full, obviously. She is, that's it. I'm fucking leaving. Obviously, I'm going to be on my own. Date night every night.
I'm going to take myself on a date for the next 5 years. Date night.
Every night. Date night.
It's celebrating time or every night's date night. I'm dating myself. She's big Ange.
She is Ange.
Can I just take one more shot before we get? No, you can't take any more shots.
Fine. It's date night.
It's date night. He's like, it's not date night. Like, this is not date night. Like, you need to be punished. Go to your, and he goes, go to your bed. And she goes,
okay, fine. Fine, I'll go. You want to sniff my feet? It's date night. He goes, no. She goes, Jax, I'm so sick of not having date night. I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving. I got a condo. Every night's going to be date night. I'm going to date myself.
She wakes.
She packed up a bag.
She wakes up in the morning of date night, and she's just staring over. She goes, welcome to date night.
Wake up, it's date night. He goes, it's date night already? She goes, obviously.
She goes, the whole day's date night. Date night in the morning, date night lunch, date night dinner time.
Where's my date night?
Where's my date night? You said you make me feel good.
God, date night really... date night depresses me so much.
Date night's sad.
It's so sad.
I mean, look, when you gotta, like...
I know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You do like, gotta make time to, like, have a dinner, or, like, go out to dinner with just you and your person. It's necessary, but it is, like, when it's articulated in this way, it's really sad.
It is awful.
I want to feel good for once.
Please. I've never felt sexy. I need date night.
I want wonton soup. I want to go and get date night.
Orange chicken.
I want orange chicken on date night. Let's have date night.
Four shots.
She goes... twists her head around and she goes,
it's date night. All the way around.
I heard it's date night. She's walking around. She's walking around Valley Village. Is there like a downtown Valley Village?
I don't know.
She goes, it's date night for us. And then she goes, look.
She goes up to the nearest church tower and rings the bell.
And then you hear like a low flying prop plane overhead. And she goes, look. And then up in the sky writing, it says date night. It just ends with Jesse and Michelle, like, she's basically like, I want to leave you, and he's like, please don't leave me.
Yeah,
like,
he said that in Guy's Night that, like, she basically, like, packed a bag, or she was like, I applied for, like, a condo. I applied for an apartment, and I want to leave you. I hate you so much. And then he begged her to stay. She was like, fine. But she is... so done yeah. with this relationship. Like, there is no saving it.
He starts crying.
I don't believe him.
And it's not, he's not, it's a pride thing. He's like, I can't let her go.
And I think that's why it's lasted maybe as long as it has, is because she is so hot and she kind of does have the upper hand because she's like the one that's threatening to leave. And yeah. he wants to threaten to leave her, but she's somehow mastered.
He beat her to the chase.
She beat him.
Sorry, yeah, she beat him to the chase.
Obviously.
They didn't have enough date nights. That's why they're leaving. Brittany said.
You know what you need? More date nights. You should really take her out for a date night. Have you tried a date night?
You guys tried any more date nights?
You should become a couples counselor.
That's what she goes, all right, first things first. She started writing on the whiteboard.
When was the last date night? She needs a deleted Learning Annex class about...
You walk into the class and on the whiteboard it just says, date night, question mark.
She goes, let me tell you three ingredients to a perfect date night.
First,
shots, more shots. That's date night. You're going to have a great night.
Class is over.
She has your assignment this week.
Take shots.
Date night. Don't forget the shots.
Your assignment?
I'll have a date night with a side of shots, please. Obviously.
She's like a stand-up comedian. What if she becomes
this
like...
This would be peak she comedy. Would
she would kill...
Rodney Dangerfield. He goes, date night, am I right? Get the shot. Obviously.
She goes, and what did I say to him? And everyone goes, date night. She goes, date night, that's right.
And what do I want on date night? And everyone goes,
shots. Now, she goes, good news is, you're all taking me on a date night right now. Go to the back of the bar and get me some shots.
She will never stop taking shots.
She loved Jack because she wanted to take shots.
She basically did. Well, let's shout out some cult members. Jeffrey Pratima. RJ.
Jenny Hogan.
Kim Lucas.
Emily.
Nick Sedaris. David from Switzerland. Patron of the Farts.
Orlando.
Hillary.
Kitmore.
Kathy West.
Mariah Kay.
Owsley Robinson. Matthew Thomas. Rogue Stanley. Summer Moon Honey Davies. Timothy Shields. Sharon Baum. Mike Earhart.
Mazel Tov.
Jessica Hernandez. Lady Swampage Gives No Fucks.
Bridget Wasowski.
Danielle McMillan. Brittany Ryan Weiss. Rachel Knight.
Brooke Johansson.
Lucy from London.
Sarah Elizabeth.
Gina Sapienza.
Emily Vaughn.
Rachel in Dublin.
DJ Brew.
Makeup Fresh. Pia from Australia. And Alex Delisle.
Guys, tickets to our two new shows are on sale now. We've added two shows after Chicago and New York.
And you have one damn day.
To buy your What in Tarnation.
What in Tarnation shirt, because then they're going away. Go to sexyuniquestore.com for the shirt, sexyuniquepodcast.com for the tickets.
Obviously. Come take shots. It's date night. We're taking you on a date night.
We'll see you next week.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.